Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, December 5th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop this morning.
Hey, what's up?
Running the three-man show. Cakes had planned to take today off after the Cakes Classic, and I just saw this morning he went on a deep run, apparently finished third.
Oh, nice.
In the money.
That's awesome. That's good coin, too.
That's got to be...
Did he chop it?
It was a five-way chop, I think.
So he chopped it for like...
The tweet said it was a five-way
1500
chop.
Or something? $1,000?
He didn't say, you know what? He didn't say. He just said he finished third. At least, you know, in the tweet that I saw. I saw one tweet this morning.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
Like five or six hours ago.
You know what? They only have like 40 guys playing that thing. I'm just going to play in it next time.
Why don't you?
Yeah. What am I playing
in? You stayed the night over there.
Yeah. Sliced. Yeah. Spoon cakes?
I should, too.
Yeah.
So congrats to Cakes. Plus, he gets to sleep in.
Yeah.
Sure, he was celebrating with his cash. Then he had his one beer. And he might have whistled, and then he went to sleep.
Right.
I don't want to think about the whistling part.
Yeah.
Such a gross visual.
Especially Cakes.
Yep.
A pear-shaped body.
That doughy body. Whistling.
I mean, usually the Jonings, when you're off for like a week, I mean, he's off for one day.
2 minutes been gone.
He'll be here tomorrow for the holiday show.
I'm jealous, though, that he finished third. I mean, nice job.
You got to play to win.
You got to play to win, for sure.
He does it the first Wednesday of every month.
Yep.
So you could do it on whatever it is, January
3rd. The Terps played to win last night.
They did. Nice win for the Terps. How about Georgetown?
Georgetown.
After all the controversy, that's a big win because I think they beat Oak State that was undefeated.
Yeah, I don't know how good Oak State is. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad win every time you go on the road and beat a Power 5.
Well, I think especially when they have
down,
going on.
But you're down two of your top five starters. The other two kids played. They came off the bench. The other two kids that were being investigated. Mm-hmm. But McClung went nuts. He had 33.
Yeah, it was awesome.
McClung's capable of doing that.
It was the McClung versus Lindy Waters. Lindy Waters, good player for Oak State. He's going to be a pro.
But, yeah, I didn't see any of the Georgetown game. I just felt good, like I said a few days ago. I'm a Patrick Ewing fan and root for him to be successful, and he's up against it.
That's a good win.
This year.
But Maryland, I don't know when the last time Maryland was ranked number one. I actually texted Chris Nocke this morning. Mm. Got to find that out. They're going to be ranked number one at some point in this country.
Well,
in the season.
It dawned on me last night. Look, there are a lot of great teams, but... Church could win the national championship this year.
Oh,
they have that kind of talent.
They are, when Bray says the sky's the limit for them, he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the best team Turge has had. They're
so deep.
And they're playing defense.
They're the talent separation. It's typically that way with Notre Dame and you know, a lot of the power countries.
Notre Dame can't get the players in that Maryland could get.
I've never seen disparity as great as it was.
Maryland
last
just seems
night.
Really balanced.
They are, and they're
because Cal
they didn't even shoot that great.
They
didn't even shoot that great.
Look, they don't have a star,
right?
They just have, you know, six or seven really good players.
Ayala's solid.
Oh yeah,
Ayala's really good.
I really like him. He's just workmanlike. Wiggins is a freak athlete.
I mean, Notre Dame in the first half, they must have gone, I don't know, 13, 14 minutes without scoring at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They went a long stretch without hitting a bucket.
Well, and I know Maryland. I think they missed their first 10 threes. Like Maryland didn't even shoot well.
No, they didn't. Maryland did not.
I didn't look at the box, but I know from watching it.
Maryland shot 40%, but Notre Dame shot 29%.
By the way, Coach Turgeon will join us today.
It's great.
At 9:40. So we will close out today's show at 9:40 with Mark Turgeon. By the way, it is Open Line Thursday. We can open up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067. That's presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts to last Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
We talked to Bray on Tuesday.
Yesterday.
Tuesday. And, you know, I had asked him about the three-point line and how that affects their team.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and he talked about how they're shooting much better in practice than in games. And then last night they shoot 28%, but both teams combined were, I don't know, 15 for 54.
Yeah.
Whatever that percentage is. I just think across the board, you're seeing that the distance is really hurting these teams.
Well, he said it. The national average last year was about 35 team average, and this year it's been about 30, 31.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big difference.
And you saw it last night. I mean, they didn't get to 31 last night.
Yeah. That's just the way the game has evolved.
Yeah.
For the last 10 or 15 years. More threes.
And,
yeah. Now, Maryland is, let's see how they play against, you know, the tough Big Ten schools when they play the Ohio States and the Michigan States and the Michigans. But I'm telling you, they're going to be ranked number one at some point. And I'm pretty confident about that.
Let's just see how they play come tournament time.
I'm not saying rankings matter. I'm just saying that I wonder when the last time they were ranked number one. If someone knows, just text me.
So Louisville's one. Who's two?
I don't
Kansas?
Know.
Kansas. Those
might
are
be.
Two teams out of them?
Yeah.
I saw that UVA got smashed.
Yeah, that was unusual. They gave up a decent amount of points, too, for them.
I don't know if you've watched UVA this year. They're not even close to as good as they were last year.
Well, they lost three guys to the pros.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, they just struggled. They beat Maine 46-26. 46 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, only allowed 26 is pretty impressive.
Okay, but that's Maine. Last night, getting beat by 30. I mean, that team last year wouldn't have got beat by 30, ever.
No.
They're just not as good. But that was a surprising score.
That game, though, it did get me psyched. I'm going to have to break out the Maryland schedule and pick a couple games.
It is funny. Yeah, you know, we talked about how the college basketball season and even some of the conference schedule was starting early.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who we had on the show, but they said the reason they were doing it earlier is they want to compete with the NFL and kind of get in the mix and get on the radar. And it kind of does get you
thinking
about college hoops. And usually December 5th, I'm not paying attention. Usually January is when I start paying attention.
Yeah.
But that and the fact that Maryland is playing so well, two of us, of course, Eric and I went to the University of Maryland, so that's got me paying attention to college hoops a little bit.
Yeah.
And as goofy as it is, because you don't want to start paying attention to Georgetown because of a scandal, but the scandal and me paying attention to Georgetown a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't pay attention when they're playing UNC Greensboro. I barely knew they lost to them.
Right. Right. No,
but now
cool.
I kind of feel like I'm pulling for them. For Ewing to pull it off without the players that are transferring and suspended and all that stuff.
Yeah, it makes him a bigger underdog in some sense.
I don't know how you guys feel, but when I just look at the top teams in the country, I mean, Maryland's certainly one of them. I don't see – it's different than when we were growing up in the 90s and seeing these dominant teams where we'd say, man, that team's a national championship contender.
Yeah, because all the top teams have incoming high school kids
I look at Louisville. Louisville's a good team, and their best player Jordan, what's his last name? Jordan Warma. He's really good. But I don't look at Louisville going, man, that's a drop-dead national title type of team.
Well, I mean,
college basketball has just changed so much in the last 15 years.
I saw 5 to 10 minutes of the North Carolina game, and I guess North Carolina lost. But North Carolina is a highly rated team.
Yeah.
And their best player is Cole Anthony. A guy who, I guess, was fantastic in high school and top five recruits, whatever. But, I mean, how can you really know about these teams when it's just an infusion of new players every year?
Yeah.
That's where Maryland's a little bit different. Ayala, even, Smith's not going to be around forever, but these guys,
they have 2 years.
Their second season.
They have 2 years.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you who else is impressive is Morsell. Daryl Morsell. That kid is a great athlete. He's just beginning to blossom.
He's a good player.
But yeah, you look at this, and they talked about it last night. I don't even know who the analyst was that did the Maryland game. But there are probably 30 teams that have a realistic shot at thinking they can do something this year, because it's pretty spread out. So I don't know. I think Maryland's really good in transition. They're so athletic, but anything can happen.
And they're defending,
mm-hmm.
which is different than years past. Because then they killed. Jalen Smith had 16 boards. Mooney couldn't contend with him.
And we should mention
they're just very good.
Should mention the Caps won again, and John Carlson scored again.
It's crazy.
So that's 5 in a row for the Caps. They have the best record in the NHL. John Carlson, who's a defenseman, is amongst the league leaders in points. It's crazy how good they're playing. Start the playoffs already.
Yeah.
They're on a
heater. Remember I told you peaking too soon? I get nervous about that kind of thing. But what's amazing is, and I didn't see the game last night, is it Alan May said it, Lars Eller said it, they haven't come anywhere close to peaking yet as far as the way they're playing.
Yeah.
They're getting results, and they got a bunch of like overtime wins and that sort of thing. But they, you know, peaking wise, I think Lars only pointed to one game. He thought in Vegas maybe they might have played about up to their potential. So that's kind of exciting.
The record says that they're peaking.
We're gonna get another championship.
It's a damn good.
We're gonna get another parade.
Why not?
Yeah, proven we've blown the roof off it. Why not?
There's no curse. I'm gonna start getting bored of the parades.
Oh, the parades are so fun. People ask me all the time, "What's that? What was that parade like?" And I'll just show them real quick a 26-second video that I shot. You know, of us walking around. It barely scratches the surface of how fun those parades are. They're just incredible. They really are. And we've only had two of them, but we could have three. We really could.
Wow. The winning the games is more fun than the parade to me.
Oh, the parade is a total blast. What's amazing to me, and you know, without getting bogged down in the parade stuff, is just all that waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then once it finally starts and you turn right on the Constitution Avenue, and then there's a million people there.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you go into like a
surreal.
It's surreal. Yeah. It's a surreal thing. Yeah. It really is. All right, let's go to Peter in Burke. Our guy Peter, kicking off Open Line Thursday. What's up, Peter?
Hey, EB, you stole my number one memory of the year, which was of course the crazy Nats run with yet another parade.
Yeah,
can you believe that started way back in spring training with the frigid broadcast and Lurch unable to read his screen and the man crush on Trevor Rosenthal, which quickly turned into the infinite ERA. So
that's true.
Those are some of the big memories.
We did.
From the
Trevor Rosenthal was such a nice guy. I just so fell in love with him. It just didn't work out.
You and Cakes had man crushes on him.
Oh, he was so nice.
He's a good dude, yeah.
And he was built like an Adonis, too. It just didn't work out.
But let's not forget the most important moment of the year. The Junk's got a new contract, right?
I know Cakes is that this calendar year? I guess so. Did we sign it like in January, maybe? I don't even remember. When did we sign our deal?
I would have guessed December, but
December,
maybe
January.
It was January.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes, we began.
Did we announce it? Because we don't even know. Did we announce it in January?
No, it was remember, because we were working.
We worked a couple days without
the actual contract. Yes.
So we actually signed
it. So
it
did happen this year, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good call. By the way, did we sign a four-year deal? I can't even remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't remember.
But they can dump us after 2 years. It was kind of a counterfeit.
Second year kicking in a few, few weeks.
Well, I don't think they can now. I think we have some protection. Yeah.
So, of course, there was AWOD, the gift that keeps on giving. I think we had his date with Lisa Ann. Of course, recently we had his Wizards date. Mm-hmm. The shirtless ping pong weight loss challenge. So I don't know if there's any others.
What was the shirtless ping pong weight?
We just talked about that.
It was him and his dad.
He played ping pong on Thanksgiving with his dad.
Right. Okay.
Shirtless.
Okay.
And then, Junk's tradition. There's a couple Junk's traditions that are fixing to go extinct. It looks like Wacky Jersey Wednesday's on his last legs. Secret
it'll
Santa.
It'll always come creeping back.
Yeah, I forgot to wear the jersey yesterday. That's my bad.
It'll always come back.
Yeah,
don't worry,
Secret
Peter.
Secret Santa's probably dying, too.
Secret Santa, I'd like it to die tomorrow. or today.
I got to get my gift today.
I haven't gotten my gift yet and still don't know what I'm going to get.
I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
But I know what I'm getting, but there's no pizzazz to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just.
I'm gonna end up with a no pizzazz gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Matt's Ravens catechisms, by the way, and his baptism idea. I don't know if that's ever gonna come to fruition, but that was a
idea. I doubt it's gonna happen.
Is that with Valdez?
Redskins fans who leave the Redskins and become Ravens fans?
We could do something like that. Yeah.
And finally, in the joning is bullying category, we had great fun with Kevin McCarthy and his various iterations of his Pulp Fiction tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you see he got another one? He posted another one like within the last week or so.
I think he just has two.
Oh, no.
He has a third?
Oh, at least.
He's got four, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they all movie related?
He has a sword with like some Japanese emblem on it.
Oh.
And
by
the way, which I called, I said the reason he went to Japan was so he could get a samurai sword and Japan lettering.
You called it. Yeah.
You nailed the whole thing. Instead of the ticket stub bit, it's going to be show the actor my tattoo from his movie.
Yeah,
but
I saw him doing that with The Rock.
I know.
Yeah, you called it. I give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Peter kicked it off. I heard you guys had some sort of spat with Peter, a couple weeks ago when I was off.
I didn't have a spat.
I just
probably just boring.
No, he was being he was running his mouth to Nick Costas.
What was he doing? I can't remember.
Remember he
was making fun of him for his picks.
No,
huh?
He tagged Nick Costas.
Oh, right.
When making fun of his name.
Right, Nick Costas.
Yeah.
Right. We hate it when people kind of tattle like that. Like if we say
it's
something.
Like, it's like running to mommy.
Yeah, and then they tag, oh, you should hear the Junkies. They just called you Nick Costas. And then they put
yeah,
at,
I mean, they
you want know
to create. They want to create these
yeah,
wars.
Right. Yeah, people are just the worst.
All right.
Can't you just let us talk behind people's back?
No, I don't like. That? I don't mind bringing it up to them, but let us be the ones that do it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I did mention Mark Turgeon is going to join us later in the show. It is a huge day for fantasy football players. You got to make your decisions. Dave Richard will join us at 8 o'clock. We've got former Terp and NFL two-time All-Pro Sean Merriman on the show at 8:40 today,
nice.
Plus John Feinstein at 9, all right here on the Junkies. But again, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on an Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. I noticed the Golf Channel's on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Tiger's tournament?
Yes. Hero yeah. World Challenge.
Down at the Albany Club in Bahamas.
Yeah. Tiger was... He started off kind of slow. Then he was on fire. It was like birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie. It was all over the place. And then he was three over in his last two. Yeah, and
par. This is actually the European Tour. That's live.
I was
going
to say that doesn't look like the Bahamas to me.
Yeah, you're right. It starts, I think, maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30.
I was looking at that. I'm like, Bahamas has mountains like that.
No.
It just looked totally different.
That's European Tour.
Gotcha.
But anyway, but it was kind of disappointing.
The Hero was on all day yesterday.
I thought they were showing a replay. But that's always fun anytime Tiger's on. It's just a shame he couldn't bring it home. It's a difficult course, especially when the wind is like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But I give you a little...
I'll tell you what, he played better than Tony Finau.
Tony Finau, he shot 79? Like,
yeah, he shot 79.
Yeah. You better get it figured out
and
by Spieth, next week.
Spieth tripled 18.
Yeah.
I think he doubled 9 and triple 18, hit 2 in the water.
He's kind of all over the place.
But again, this is just a... It's a challenge event. We were arguing yesterday, and Eric thought that this was an official
FedEx
event
points.
Where you get FedEx Cup points, but you don't.
No, you get world ranking points.
Yeah, you get world ranking points.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Did you use your ZQL to sleep last night?
I used this.
What is this?
I got this yesterday.
What is it, just a regular old NyQuil? Yeah, cold and flu?
It's Walgreens version of NyQuil.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I took some NyQuil last night.
I think I'm going to take some right now, actually.
I was expecting to have an amazing night's sleep. Didn't. Wasn't that much better.
Really?
Yeah. Super disappointed.
I can't tell you how bad I felt. At about 2 a.m. I woke up. I fell asleep after. I watched the first half of the Maryland game. And then I fell asleep. And then at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4, I felt so bad. I just felt like I just can't sleep.
Yeah. Because you're all stuffed up and everything?
Yeah. And I mean,
just everybody's sick.
Hacking up everything.
Everywhere I go, people are just sick. They're coughing. JP, I mean, everybody is. We have these mic things, these foam mic things. I don't even know what you call these things. What are they called?
Mic covers.
I don't know if you call it a mic cover. Maybe you do. But, you know, you'll see it on any microphone. They have these foam things. And they're so gross. They're so filled with, like, boogers. And I'm going to show you cakes. It's right here, okay? Get a look at this, Dougie, on NBC Sports Washington. See if you get a close-up.
Very discolored.
Where, I don't know. Where's the camera?
Hold it in front of your face.
In front of my face?
Well, it should be black.
A little lower.
But it's not black.
Can you see? If you can zoom in on that. I don't know if you can. Can you see all the boogers? All the mucus and everything? I mean, it's just... there's a million cameras in here. I don't know which one to show it to. But I don't know if you could see that. I don't know if it's showing up. But there's all kinds of like white stuff and mucus and because everyone's sick. And I went to the engineer Roger this morning. I said, Roger, what do we got to do? We got to get all new ones because we. You know, I don't know about you, but when I talk, I put my mouth right on it.
I don't actually but I'm pretty close.
I touch it all the time, and there's boogers on these things.
Well, I mean, they should be able to order new ones.
You can say boogers.
I know you can.
I see you over there looking like you're going to press the dump button saying the word booger.
You should be able to order new ones. These probably cost $2.
I heard they're about $7 or $8.
All right. So
it's a scam because I guarantee you it costs 20 cents to make this.
Yeah.
No, a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. We got to get a new one.
It's just foam.
I don't know. I couldn't make one.
Who uses this particular mic all day?
Almost no one.
I think I'm the only one, right?
I think your mic goes unused a lot.
No, it's musical chairs with those things.
Because people swap them out.
Oh, yeah. They do. Okay.
Yeah, because Dukes will come in here, he'll see all the boogers on his, and he'll swap it out with yours.
Well, this one isn't too bad, so maybe no one uses this.
Yeah.
We need custom ones. All the silly radio shows have, like, custom mic covers.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I don't even know what you're talking about.
They would be red, and it would say 106.7 The Fan on it, or it might say Junkies.
Uh-huh. How about one that says EB? Yeah, and you can never talk into one that says EB.
You have enough pull around here to do that, I'm sure.
I mean, it's just gross. Well, no wonder everyone's sick. It's
You know, I took those shots of the Z-Quil yesterday during the show.
Yeah.
Did not fall asleep during the day.
That's not a good endorsement for the product.
Well, I mean, it's not like I tried. I mean, if I would have gotten in bed and just turned the fan on and just got under the covers, I might have, but I didn't feel like I had to.
I'm surprised.
I feel okay during the day, but man, in the morning, I feel like butt.
That's how it is.
I feel like
I don't really cough from noon till 8 p.m., and then all of a sudden, I just start coughing a lot at
night. I swear to God, Drab, it was at 2 a.m. I thought about texting you. Mm-hmm. I said, nah, they're doing a two-man show. If I don't show, I got to post. But if Cakes was here, I probably would have called in sick.
You're drinking NyQuil again?
Well, it's
the same thing.
It's nighttime cold and flu.
Why don't you take the DayQuil, though? It does the
he
same
likes
thing.
The liquid.
I like the liquid.
No, the DayQuil's a liquid.
They didn't have it.
what stores are you going to?
It goes to gas stations.
DayQuil's at every Walgreens.
Maybe
in the
I missed
world.
It. I just like this. I like
the DayQuil's good because it gives you there's something about it gives you a little
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why also.
He likes the purple drink.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I'm looking for the nighttime stuff because that's when I really want to use it. I just felt so bad this morning that I just took a shot. But at night, that's when I want to use it. I want to go to sleep.
Right. I just don't know how you do that during the day.
It doesn't put me to sleep during the day.
It's like when Santana talks about taking, what are these shots he was doing before games? What was Santana and the Clinton and those guys doing?
Hennessy.
Were they doing Hennessy shots?
Thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How?
Crazy.
There was an article this week where Santana did an interview recently, and he said he was hurt, I think maybe for the Cowboys game. And he was in the training room, and Dan walked in. This is how involved our owner is. And Dan said, "We really need you." And he said, "Don't worry, I'll be there." But instead of taking a shot, he did like six shots of Hennessy so that he could endure the pain in his foot.
So he numbed the pain.
And he went and balled out.
Yeah.
He had like 9 catches and 150 yards.
Good fantasy day.
How can you do that? It's like Jason performing on NyQuil during the day.
Well, I don't understand it because I know for a fact, like CVS and all these drugstores, they sell them in the double packs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where they have them packaged together where you can buy the DayQuil and the NyQuil.
Do they do that with the liquid too?
Yeah. I get it all the time when I'm sick.
I just look for the nighttime stuff.
Yeah, or even the pills. The pills
for sure. I bought my daughter the pills. She has the daytime-nighttime combo.
I'll tell you why. Because it's more valuable to me at night than it is during the day.
Right. Right, but he's just saying just get them both.
Yeah, hey, I don't need to get them
He
both.
Doesn't need it. I don't know how he functions.
This is expensive enough. It's like $9.
Right. Oh, that's what it is. Trying to keep the cost
down. The double pack is probably 15. I'm not buying that.
It's just a never-ending quest for sleep and health, especially this time of year.
Well, it's just miserable at 2 a.m. to just wake up. And you can't breathe, and your head hurts, and your throat hurts, and you got to get up, and you just walk around, and you're like, "All right, I gotta go work in 2 hours." Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd bring this
to happens work. To me all the time. I stand up, I have to tuck all my clothes in, and I actually think that's a disorder. My mom called me last night, and she said, "Eric, you know I have the exact same thing. If he has 1 centimeter of skin showing, you can feel the breeze going up your shirt or your arm or something."
Maybe a doctor will call in.
It's definitely some sort of disorder.
A psychiatrist.
It's not a psychological thing. It's a physical feeling. You feel the draft coming up that you guys don't feel that kind of thing. It's weird.
Well, Jason, when he got here today, it's really killing the mood, and I don't really blame him, but we're so excited for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Only the producers are. Right. We know the hosts don't really like
it. I actually like the show.
Until the day of.
I like the show. I'm going to say for the record, I like the drinking show. I have fun with it.
Well, Lurch came in this morning and said he's basically out for tomorrow.
He says that about every other year, though.
Once he gets a couple drinks flowing, he'll be fine. I know he's going to dinner.
But that's not why I said it. Tell him why I said it.
Well, he said that he feels so terrible, the thought of drinking alcohol.
Right. There's no way I can drink alcohol right now the way I feel. If the drinking show was today, I couldn't drink it.
All right. I just know he'll be okay. He'll rally. He's going to be fine.
Then we're going to put that on you.
Well, no, because I'm getting pressured. I'm getting muscled into drinking.
You should have a couple drinks.
I told them, I said, this is why the discussion came up. The topic came up is because I said, don't worry about getting me the lift. I'm going to drive in myself.
Oh, that's a dagger. You can't do that.
Well, I want to do that.
Why?
Because I don't want to drink tomorrow. But then he said, well, you're not. I said, I'll have a couple.
Well, you can't do that.
And you got to do it. Yeah.
Right. He said, legally, they're not going to let you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, all right, whatever. I mean, I don't want to cause that much of a rift.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like drinking.
Right. I get sized.
I'm not going
to
feel any better tomorrow.
You might.
No.
You might.
I'll feel normal in 2 weeks.
How are you going to try everyone's cocktails?
I probably won't. I don't know.
He will. He's going to be fine. He's just bitching and moaning now. Once he gets a little of that happy juice in him.
Right.
Okay. Wait a second. The other hosts have to try your cocktail? I thought we were just preparing for a judge.
I'll try everyone.
You're going to sip it. It'll be a sip.
I'll try everyone.
It's a sip.
You didn't
you're not going
to have the whole drink.
I want to see how it affects your taste palate.
Yeah, man, and no one wants to be fun anymore. Should I bring you like three alternate junks?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm sized to drink and have fun.
Well, you're
I don't have to get hammered.
You like to get hammered all the time.
No, I like to drink a little bit.
Okay, but if you felt like you wouldn't be saying that.
I'm basically the same.
Oh my God, you're not even close.
I've been sick for a month.
You're not even close to. You don't feel one tenth of as bad as I do.
The drinking show is on its last leg. It's
not for me. I'll always come strong. I'll have a nice, good time. I'm not going to be like JP and puke and frozen passed out.
You know why? When you get older, you just don't.
I know.
You don't feel good anymore.
I know. You don't want to deal with the feeling throughout the day and tomorrow.
That's why.
And then all of a sudden it turns into 2 days.
Right. That's why when I drink from about 3:30 to 5:30, and I'm done.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what these guys are drinking. I'll get drunk here. I'll go sleep on the couch for an hour. I'll go home and sleep for an hour and a half, and I'll be pretty good by 2 o'clock for the rest of the day. It's a whole new day.
Yeah, I'm not wired that way.
Why don't we call Sleep Number, have them bring in some mattresses. Everyone takes a nice nap, then goes home.
We need like nap pods around here. That's all I do. They're not having that that telethon tomorrow, are they? Like they did last year.
I'll find out.
Radiothon.
When I slept right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It was the only available couch.
There's some empty production studios, if you want. You can shut the door. No one will bother you.
Yeah, nobody bothered me. I was asleep. Felt silly. All right, let's go to Andrew in D.C. It's Open Line Thursday, by the way. Your chance to steer the show. Andrew, what's up, pal? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up, bud?
So I had a Nats free agency question, or theory, I guess, to throw your way.
Go ahead.
Let's say Strauss and Rendon decide they want to come back.
Okay.
I don't think the Lerners are going to open up their pocket for both. I don't think there's any way of that happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, I think we should stay with Rendon and let Strauss go. I feel like that'd be easier to replace. I mean, I understand he's, you know, the MVP, the World Series. This is the height of his career.
You just like the idea of having an everyday player?
Right. I think Rendon's much more rare of a player than somebody to get in the pitching rotation that we could pick up in the offseason. I just wanted to know what you guys think about that.
I mean, obviously, I think that's something that's debatable. It's a preferential sort of thing.
I mean, I would argue Strasburg was just as important in the postseason as Rendon was, if not more important.
He was the MVP.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. But, like, his injury issues, I understand he hasn't had them since, like, 2015. But that still concerns me a little bit. And I don't know. I just feel like a third baseman like Rendon is much more rare than...
You might be right. I don't know what the actual answer to that is. I know that that's a kind of a personal preference kind of thing. It's interesting. I think the learners, by and large, have been willing to pay for pitching, though. It's been kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. They've been willing to give pitchers big money. They're sort of built their philosophy around pitching.
Rendon's such a big part
more
of the
than
lineup,
the other.
Though.
Yeah.
I know they'll be able to overcome without Rendon as long as Soto continues to play like he did this past year, and got to believe that he will. I thought there might be a sophomore slump. There wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a weird – it would be a big void without Anthony Rendon in the lineup.
Yeah,
but
no
again,
doubt.
It'd also be a big void without Strasburg in the rotation. If I had to choose one, I would choose the everyday player who hasn't had the injury history that Strasburg has had. Because he dodged it this year, but I would generally bet on Strasburg missing starts during most seasons.
Yeah, but that's okay if he only misses a couple starts.
True.
The one 15-day DL.
What if he goes on a run of 3 years and just being dominant?
He might be.
Yeah.
But I would also think Rendon is going to be pretty much what he is. It's not like Rendon has terrible years. He's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, he's also had some injury history.
Yeah,
A little bit.
Not this year, but
I just don't think they're going to be in that. I don't think they're going to be in that situation. I don't get the sense that Anthony Rendon has any burning desire to stay here at all. I think he is just a hired gun. Strauss, I buy some of the stuff Jason doesn't, that he likes the area, his family's comfortable here, and it might take something pretty huge to get him to move. I don't think Rendon feels any affinity here. He doesn't dislike it. But he doesn't care. Anthony Rendon can play anywhere. So I don't think we're going to be in this issue where both guys really want to be here. I don't think that's going to happen.
If you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Remember, we got Dave Richard to talk some fantasy football at 8 o'clock. Mark Turgeon, head coach of the Terps, who are number 3 in the country. He'll join us at 9:40 here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Did either of you guys buy anything on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Mm. I get so inundated with ads, but here's the thing. It's not like those sales stop after Cyber Monday. You know what I mean?
Not.
Like if... I'm seeing
it's a
these,
scam.
I'm seeing like these 55-inch TVs for $300 or so, and they're tempting. Like silly Samsungs, 55.
They're always
like
cheap,
right? They're all of a sudden going to be $500 on December 26th.
No,
yeah,
there might be one or two items that they give you an extra $50 off or something. But by and large, the sales just get better and better and better. So you're fine. But I mean,
I wanted to actually do some of the holiday shopping, just get it done with. You know, weeks before Christmas, but I'm like, where am I going to put all this stuff? You know what I mean?
Well, we put stuff, just put it in, you know, in our bedroom, our bedroom closet.
I don't have the Christmas tree yet. If I had a Christmas tree, I think I'll get it on Saturday, and I'd put it underneath. Now, Jason, I'm sure, has his whole house decorated by now, right?
Yeah, I mean, not the outside. The inside's all hooked up. But we
haven't done one thing.
We are getting new carpet up in the four bedrooms, courtesy of our good friends over at Darvish Interiors.
Who put you?
Put my hardwood in. But we had to clean all the stuff out of those rooms so they could put the carpets in.
You wouldn't believe. I can't fathom that.
You wouldn't believe how much stuff we have.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, just junk.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, just stuff that are in closets, on shelves. I'm like, I'm just telling my wife, we have to get rid of some of this stuff. Yeah. I can't live like this.
Yeah.
It's going to get rid of
things.
It's
going to take longer to put it all back in the rooms than it did to take it out.
Yeah, we have stuff. We have one dresser that's like, so when you go into like sort of my little bedroom area, you have the bathroom, and then it's like a long hallway, and then our bedroom. We have a dresser in there where we have towels and stuff. That dresser's falling apart. It doesn't even, I can't even open some of the drawers because the drawers are collapsing. It's just, it's falling apart.
Got to get some new furniture.
I've been dealing with it for years. Years. Because I just don't feel like, I just don't feel like dealing with it.
I told you about my refrigerator. I just chop off the ice block every couple of months.
I just choose not to look at it.
Right.
And I just don't use that dresser.
I'll tell you what. We have gone with the Realtree for the last couple of years. My wife saw something online and was like in love with this fake tree. And I was like, well, how much is it? 200? It was like $700. I was like, that's okay. I'll get the old Fraser fir at Lowe's.
Oh, there was a guy on Shark Tank that has a fake tree that you can put up in literally 1 minute.
It probably was that tree.
And it's like $800.
It was
because it's three things. You just wrap it.
It's like on top, wrap it,
and then boom.
That was it. Because the whole thing that I've said is, you know, we live in this skinny townhouse and we don't have a ton of storage space. So part
those
of
trees
is,
are skinny though.
I know. Part of it is I don't have much storage space. It's a one-car garage. We've got the shelves already all full. We only have one little closet that is kind of a storage closet. So part of it is I'm organized and I get rid of things. But the other part is we just don't have the space in our current house. But, man, that's expensive for a fake tree. I just assumed a fake tree was like $200.
No.
It depends on how quality.
Well, it depends on how big
they
are.
You get some nub little one at Target for $79.
I'm telling you,
if you want to get a legit
there are fake
one,
trees, pre-lit trees that are $1,500.
Right.
Oh. Big no thanks. Pass.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if
you think about it, how much are you spending when you go and you buy
cost benefit analysis.
Yeah.
I think usually it's about $50 when I get the Fraser fir over at Lowe's.
Yeah, we get the cheapest tree you could
like
possibly get.
Foot. No, it's solid. It's tweener.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, if you do that for 20 years,
my problem has been the fake trees, the ones that we've had in years past, and we never use them. Is they take forever to unwrap them and you know, you got to unwind them and everything. The one I saw on Shark Tank, it came in three pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You just roll out and there's your base. Then you roll up the middle part, put that on top, stack it like you would stack cups.
Right.
And it's silly.
That's how
it's genius.
I had a fake tree. We had a fake tree up until we moved to the new townhouse over 3 or 4 years ago. It was a real skinny tree, but it was solid.
Yeah.
But it was the same type of thing. It just at some point just decided to dump it. And I grew up with real trees, so I kind of like having a real tree.
I
but
could
it is
see
a pain
us,
in the ass, too.
I could see us just not even dealing with it this year. I could see us just not put any decorations. It's just a pain in the ass. For what? For us? We're not really going to have anybody over, I don't think.
Right.
We just had a party the other day.
You can say that, but you know you're going to put stuff up.
We probably will on the 18th.
I might get this.
Huh?
I might get this tree.
The one that was on Shark Tank?
Well, I've been looking at them.
Yeah. They didn't buy it, but by the way, they didn't invest in that.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah.
About $350 here because it's half off.
Oh, you can find one for $350? Oh, I got to tell my wife that.
Well, How big is it?
Well, it says normally 800.
Yeah. And is it the one that was on Shark Tank?
They have 100 different models.
Yeah. But I'm saying, is it that company?
Yeah. Easy Treasy.
Yeah, Easy Treasy.
That's a good name.
Dude, you literally could put the tree up in 1 minute. And it looks silly. It looks like something you see at like Macy's or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I might have to look at that.
I'd have
ad.
To see it.
It looks nice. It doesn't look like a fake.
It does take a pain. It's a pain to put up the trees. I mean,
and you keep all your ornaments on it.
Right.
So you can buy like it's a plain one and just put your ornaments on it and it'll just keep your ornaments on it all year.
How is that possible?
You just wrap it up. It just
they're not
going
to fall off when they unwrap.
I don't know.
No
maybe
chance.
Some of them
no
will.
No chance. I believe that.
Maybe that's the way the one is that just maybe it comes with their own ornaments.
Okay, maybe because they're attached to it.
My understanding was you put your ornaments in.
There's no way that those ornaments are going to stay on the tree when you unwrap it. It's impossible.
This is an already decorated tree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but don't you want to put your own childhood ornaments on it?
I have no favorite ornaments.
Zero. Literally nothing.
You don't have a Nationals
ball.
Yeah,
World Series champ.
I couldn't identify one of our ornaments. You could have all of our
He's
ornaments.
He's so uninvolved.
Because right. I don't care.
So when you guys take family trips, you don't buy like a Turks and Caicos ornament?
It's never happened in my life.
Like a seashell that you would hang for
Turks
and Caicos?
We have different ornaments from different places and all that sort of thing.
I don't care about that stuff. You don't have to take a picture.
But I'm a little bit like EB. I don't think I'm as big of a Grinch as EB.
It's not that I'm a Grinch. I just don't care. I don't look at it.
You don't have an ornament that commemorates the birth of your kids?
No. You know what I have?
Their first Christmas?
Pictures. That's what I have. Pictures.
And the kids.
Yeah, I have pictures and videos. Yeah.
And he has the live kids in front of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need an ornament of them.
I honestly have no idea of the ornament.
You don't have a baby's first Christmas ornament?
No. Who does?
99% of people do.
The Bickles don't.
We have different ornaments, but this was, your mom is super sweet, but it was a bit of a bad beat because it got my wife all sized. Your mom, for my family and my brother's family, gave us real mini Christmas trees. They're about 4 feet. I guess that's her Christmas gift to us. So on Thanksgiving,
what are you supposed to do with it?
I'm supposed to bring it home and decorate.
Are you supposed to plant it or something? And then you?
No,
I don't understand.
It's like a small little tree. My wife got all butt sized. She was like, "Oh, now we can have two trees." And she was all fired up to buy the fancy. What is it? Give me the name of the
Easy Treasy.
She was all butt sized to buy Easy Treasy.
Everyone's googling
and then
Easy
her
Treasy.
Thing was. Use the Bickle tree, and then that could have our own ornaments.
The little
and we could personalize that one. I'm like, so now we're gonna have two trees.
Who needs? I don't know. I never go up to the tree. I'd look at the ornaments.
Does your tree even have a star?
I don't know.
You don't
we
even
put,
look
whatever,
at
whatever
it.
You put on top. We always put something on top. Whatever you do,
star or an angel.
Yeah,
and
I think
I'm
we put an angel
the Grinch all the time.
It's not that I'm a Grinch. I like Christmas, but I don't.
I'm called the Grinch.
I'm floored by it.
I'm called the Grinch.
You're like a
you get all into holidays and stuff. You like Halloween and
you have to.
You like all that stuff.
You know
it's
why?
Just weird to me
because it's fun.
Okay,
it's fun. It's like fun for the kids too.
You know
kids
like?
Love it.
I like a fire. I like
if the kids see that you're bitter. You don't care about the tree. You know how bitter your kids would be if there was no Christmas tree. Salty. You don't believe that, but they would be.
My kids are never home.
They're never home.
They like to go hang out.
Really? They're never home?
Not that much.
Oh, come on.
Hey, do your kids have ornaments and you just don't know it, or you just don't care and you have just nubs, balls?
They probably made ornaments from when they were in third grade that are on your tree. You just don't know.
I never look at it. What do I do? What am
do
I
you ever
go?
Hang an ornament? Ever?
Yeah.
When I'm six.
But you, so your As wife does 100% of it.
I do nothing.
By the way, this is a topic.
You know what I do? I go in the attic and I pull all that S down.
Eric,
I want this to be a
topic for Open Line Thursday.
Yeah.
I want to know if there are people out there, Grinches like Bickle.
I'm not a Grinch. I love Christmas.
Who don't want Christmas trees in their houses.
No. I want an easy treesy. 1 minute. three pieces, like you're like stacking three cups.
Right.
There's your tree.
Right, but you don't want to decorate it.
No, pre-decorate
it. You don't want to put lights on. You don't
no,
want any of that stuff.
Pre-lit and everything. All you do is plug it in, 1 minute set. That's
well,
what
I
want.
I can see a pre-lit tree, but putting the ornaments on is like...
If you got a favorite ornament, I have no favorite ornaments.
I have like three favorite ornaments. I like my Ninja Turtles one from when I was a kid. I have a Ravens ornament.
Shocker is a Raven.
And then I have like one that my grandma gave me. Those are my
They're
favorite
meaningful.
Ornaments.
I think that's wonderful. I don't. I have no meaningful ornaments.
You are coming off pretty much like a big old Grinch.
He's a Grinchy
Grinch.
That's not
a Grinch.
He just said he didn't want to decorate his house.
He did say that. Go to the tape. I'll check the tape.
The only thing I like, here's what I do
he
like.
Said maybe this year we can have no decorations.
Well, because you know what it is? It's got, I got to go
know
up in
it's
the
work.
Cold-ass
I
attic.
I understand it's work.
I got to crawl in there. There's nails sticking out everywhere. You get tetanus.
I know, but
get all the stuff.
You know what? You make yourself a cocktail. That part's a pain in the ass. Make yourself a cocktail and you decorate it. You talk to your wife or you get on Twitter and Joan. But it's a whole event.
It was not an event in my house. Right. You know what it is? It's
you
a
put,
chore.
You put on Christmas. You put on Christmas music and you decorate the tree.
I love Christmas music. Like a fire.
You know what? Play some Christmas music today.
Look, I thought I was being somewhat Grinch-like that I didn't want to have two trees in the house. EB doesn't want to have one.
You know how many trees I have?
I think you have four, something like that.
All right, ready?
Uh-oh, it's beyond four? Three. Four.
How many full size?
One of them is the size of,
cakes?
Yeah.
Right.
smaller than that.
Right.
I got a 10-footer, big one.
Right.
I got like a 6-footer. I got about a 4-footer, and we got like a little miniature.
Right. All fake.
Fakies.
But my daughter.
Well, Jason's house.
My daughter did say this year she wanted a real tree.
Yeah.
I said, I'm good. We'll get like a 4-foot real tree. It'll be $30, $35. We'll go cut it down. I don't care. But my wife was like, no, we already got enough trees.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, we can put it outside on the porch.
Wow. I want an easy treesy. That's it. I want an easy tree.
Hey, for $350, I might have to do that. I just told the wife when she said it was $700 or $800. She was afraid to tell me how expensive it was.
Yeah, of
course. I was like, how much to go for?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't answer at first. And she was like, well, they have different types. I was like, well, give me an
how
example.
Tall is the $350 one?
He's arguing with a caller right now.
Oh, he is?
About what?
He's upset that we're talking about Christmas and not sports.
You're kidding.
No. I'm actually upset about that, too.
Well, they can talk sports. It's open line Thursday. Steer the show. 800-636-1067.
I want to talk about how many guys Loxley's losing.
Why? Well,
he's losing half the roster.
I didn't see a bunch of guys transferring.
Out. They're done.
I didn't even see. I know the one, the Matha kid bailed in the middle of the game like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, McFarland's saying
McFarland's going to the pro.
Can't
blame him for that.
They're going to be poopy next year.
Yeah.
They could lose as many 12 guys.
Hey, bring back Durkin.
All right. Do you want me to go to the guy now or go when we come back? We don't really have time.
Fine. Go when we come back.
You're going to come
back? He's threatening to hang up. He's a tough talker off air.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. Hey, what's up, dude? Guy?
Hey, how's it going today?
Yeah,
good morning.
What's up? Hey, good morning, man. Come on. We're getting in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I listen to you guys a lot in the morning because you're...
Yeah, go ahead.
Phone sucks. He's talking. His phone sucks.
All right, call back.
Yeah. We'll fight with you. If you want to fight,
Don't call ever again.
Or I'm happy to fight. If he wants to fight the day before our Christmas show, I'm happy to fight with him. It's up to him. But you got to call back on a better phone.
Huh? We will be playing Christmas music throughout the show, and we will not be Grinch-like.
Tomorrow's show is not for him.
Definitely
not. Don't listen tomorrow.
Don't listen tomorrow.
And we got plenty of sports today. At 8 o'clock, Dave Richards is going to join us. We'll talk fantasy football. Sean Merriman, former Terp. Stud, two-time NFL All-Pro, is going to join us at 8:40. Got John Feinstein, and Mark Turgeon, head coach of the Terps.
I like having Turgeon. I want to ask Drabby. We've got championship week on, and he didn't book one college football guest this week. Drabby, are you just...
He's on the phone.
Valdez, you talk to him all the time. Is he just anti-college football? I know.
No.
I'm the only one who cares about college football, but it's the biggest week besides the playoff. It's the biggest week of the year. And we get...
I don't even know if you're going to be here day to day.
Oh, that's...
We had a college football guest when you weren't here.
Right.
And I had to write all the questions.
We wrote all the questions.
No, they did great.
Because they read our questions.
No, is that the truth, though? Because you didn't know if I was going to be here? That's why you
part of it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I told you I was going to be here today.
I don't know.
There were a lot of bets on what day you were going to miss this week.
So we booked Merriman to talk about coats. And I can't talk about college football.
Merriman's going to plug a coat thing for 2 minutes. We're going to talk NFL, which I think is pretty
football?
Popular.
You can do the whole next segment, talk college football. I'll sit here and listen to you.
Well, no, because I'll be talking to myself.
I'll sit here and listen to you.
I'll be talking to myself.
I watch some. Yeah, I watch one game a week.
Next segment, we'll do
it. I watch one game a week.
Next segment,
I watched Notre Dame Stanford last week.
We'll hit the Buckeyes next segment.
You know what, people? It's open on Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk college football with me, just call. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Light the lamp. 800-636.
That'll be the guest segment.
106.7. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.